We go in prayer to our Lord. Father, it is for our sin that you walked that journey. May we, during these next week, join together to reflect upon the places that you went on our behalf. And may we focus upon our need, our hope, on the good news of who you are and what you have given to us. Bless us as we turn to your word this day. Amen. Well, what a week of weather we've had. Interesting, because it wasn't long ago we were talking about, well, we hadn't had much winter. Not much snow. But we've been treated to the reality of winter. And look at how far south all of that weather has gone, bringing a large section of our great land to a halt. And the suffering we see in places like Texas. As we move into the season of the spring, is a time when we hear a lot about tornadoes, especially in certain parts of our country, where there the warm air from the Gulf of Mexico begins to move inland. And at the same time, cool air drops down from the central plains. And these two collide with that dry, warm air that comes from the west. And as we know it, when these three systems come together in those parts of the country, well, they're in for some wacky weather. It's a time to take cover, to know where your storm shelter is, because you know that tornadoes spurn very quickly. And maybe some of you have been through a tornado or been in a tornado. As we begin this season of Ash Wednesday and Lent, the next 40 days, we want to look at the places of where our Lord has gone. But you see, what leads us to all of that? All of the things that have happened in the book of Matthew brings us to that 26 verse 1. When Jesus had finished all of these things, he said to his disciples. Actually, this is the fifth of five blocks of teaching by Jesus. He uses the Pentateuch as sort of a model, those first five books of the Bible. In that first section, verse 7, 28, he says, and when he had finished these things, the crowds were astonished at his teachings. And then in Matthew 11, as he completes that second one, he says, when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on to teach and preach in their cities. And then in chapter 13, verse 53, and when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there. And then in chapter 19, now when Jesus had finished these sayings, he went from Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. And then our text for today. When he had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples. The point of Matthew's gospel is all about this coming storm, a massive storm, as he enters into Jerusalem. He has set the stage through that for that through his ministry. And as he enters Jerusalem, there are the darkening clouds. The wind is beginning to blow. The rain will soon come with its buckets. In verse 2, we read, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." He comes to celebrate one final time with his disciples. He's preparing himself and them for the storm that is brewing. And yes, have you ever been in a vulnerable place? Loss of job, cut from the team, financial struggles. Oh yes, that big one, the C word, cancer. Just like that movie a few years ago, The Perfect Storm, here in Jerusalem, that great city, the storm is brewing. That storm is fueled by sin. Yes, sin that has driven all of us away from our Lord, away from our God. And we have examples of that time and time again recorded for us in scriptures. That sin takes us to places we don't want to go. That sin leads us down paths that are dark. There they were in Jerusalem. And what are we told in verse 3? "Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people." Yes, why did they gather? Because they had witnessed and seen and heard about this Jesus. And as we would learn in another place, it was more expedient that one die than that the whole nation should suffer. They wanted to kill this Jesus. That's our first stop. Their desire, a plot develops to take his life. But not during the feast. It's a crowded and interesting time in the city. With the crowds, they need to proceed with caution. But it doesn't take away from their resolve. Joseph Caiaphas is the high priest. Joseph Caiaphas had reigned the longest in this era as high priest. He had reigned from 18 to 36 AD. He was shrewd, he was skillful. And he knew that arrest was risky at best. The dilemma was that how do we do this with the Passover? If they waited too long, Jesus would leave, head to Galilee. And so we hear about a plot. Jesus was gaining in strength. Each day that week in Jerusalem, they could see that mounting storm brewing. They were losing their place. He was attracting crowds. His words were taking root. His healing, his miracles have been shared. And this is the power of sin in each and every one of our lives. Sin drives us away from God, drives us to places we don't want to be. Yes. If you've been in a tornado, there's nothing quite like tornadic winds or the intense lightning or to watch as it destroys all that we may have achieved. Maybe you have been there. What is Christ's response to all of this? After 2 days, the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man must be delivered to be crucified. Our Lord steps right into the midst of the storm, right into the darkest of the clouds, the rain, the wind. Why? For us. You can hear him later in that week. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Today, you will be with me in paradise. I thirst. It is finished. Take a moment. Are you stuck in a dark place? Jesus knew about the dark places. Are you hurting? Jesus hurt. Are you crying? Jesus cried. Heartbroken. Jesus' heart was absolutely broken for a world he loved. Jesus speaks to the Father, haunted by issues of anger. Jesus speaks to us, to those who are angry, to a husband and wife barely hanging on in their marriage, to each of us caught in the various storms of sin. Jesus speaks. And he says, I love you. Category 5 storms are dangerous, scary, and when they present themselves in our lives, we need to remember Jesus is there. He is the one who can carry us through those storms of life. And as we journey together to the various places, remember, he has you. He loves you with an everlasting love. God knows you, and he knows how to keep you safe in the storms of life. Yes, remember how Israel walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. Remember how they crossed the Jordan on dry ground. And in last Sunday's text, we also had them crossing the Jordan as Elijah was carried back up into heaven. Various places we will travel to together. But we will be reminded of one very important point. At each of these places, Christ walked. Why? For our eternal destination. We begin in Jerusalem, where there the events of his passion will intensify and take place. But in it all, we have a God who does all of this for you, for me, out of love, out of his grace and his mercy. Amen.